Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have the zip code?
21601.
Thank you. And could I please have the first and last name on that account?
Can I ask what business this is?
Mm-hmm. This is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors.
Okay. Okay. Deanna Smith.
Thank you for that. And just to make sure I have that zip code correct, that was 21601?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't see any information come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
7530.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Let me see. So I still didn't see any information coming up with the last four digits of the card that was charged. Would you be able to provide me with the first six digits of that card that was charged? It is strictly just for identification purposes.
I really don't feel comfortable giving that up. Could I tell you the bank? Would that help?
Well, no, ma'am, just because it's for identification, it's so I can get the information pulled up. So I wouldn't be able to charge you with the first six and the last four. It's strictly just for me to get the information pulled up.
I'm still nervous because this is about a possible fraudulent charge on my bank account. I'm not feeling comfortable giving up more numbers.
Right, yes, ma'am, but it isn't any way that I could charge you with the first six and the last four. It's strictly just to get this information because I didn't see anything come up with your zip code, also the last four digits of the card, and I also tried your phone number as well.
Right, which means this is probably a fraudulent charge, so I probably should have my bank look into
okay.
this.
So if it is a fraudulent charge and someone used your card information to place this order, I still would be able to use it, to use the first six and the last four of your card to get it pulled up if it's not in your name.
What do you mean? Because the card's in my name.
Right, but this account that was created with your card is more than likely not in your name if you did not place the order for this. So I understand the card is in your name, but that's not stopping anyone from placing an order with your card, even though it's in your name.
Okay. Okay, it kind of makes sense. I'm sorry,
yes,
honey.
Ma'am.
All new, and I don't have much money, and that's why I'm looking into this, because I can't have this kind of charge took away from me.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I'm just strictly here to help.
I
wouldn't be able to do anything with the first six or the last four digits of the card.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. 554884.
Thank you, and I'm going to repeat the last four. That was 7530.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let me see. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address for me?
8659 Swan Haven Road.
Thank you, and I'm waiting on that to load here. One moment. Okay. So I do see here, looks like this was back on December 1st. You paid the shipping. It was for $6.70. That was for a Wi-Fi booster. It was for your free gift. And then you were charged the membership fee of $67.32. And that was for a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, ma'am. And so that is what the
So how do I get a hold of them?
Well, this is customer support for the service.
Okay, okay. So, okay. I don't want the membership. I didn't sign on for the membership.
Okay.
I need that money put back on my account. I don't intend on ever buying through that again.
Okay. So basically in the terms and conditions, that is when you went to pay the shipping for your Wi-Fi booster, that is when it stated about the $67.32 charge and that would be for that $125 gift card. But what I can do for you, since I definitely do understand that you did not understand or were not aware of those terms and conditions, as a one-time courtesy, I can do a 35% discount for you. I'm sorry, refund, a 35% refund.
Is that the best you can do?
Well, let me see here.
I mean, good Lord.
Well, I can also do a 50% refund for you as well.
I guess so. I only got the booster for the grandkids so they could use their tablets. Okay, could you do that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could do for you today?
Only 100%, but I guess you can't do that.
No, ma'am. The most that I could do is 50, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.